not.
No, I would not.
And Governor Johnson, you would not.
Because you don't achieve anything.
I would not.
Okay.
Well, that's just simply not true, Rob. I mean, the fact is...
Such a time as this. Thanks for joining us. Please consider becoming a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Do it today. Don't delay. I believe God will bless you and prepare the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming soon.
Welcome to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge...
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown, who's certainly one of our favorite guests. And Ron does help Radio Liberty. He sells gold and silver, but I always enjoy having him on. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Tell me what's going on in the world from your point of view.
Where do we start, Dr. Stan? You know, the whole thing seems to be unraveling, whether it's the Greece coming default or all of Europe is in trouble. The U.S. is in debt beyond any hope. The bankers in a desperate attempt to hold gold and silver down have ambushed it in the futures market, but it's all that's done is attract more buying to the market. So the whole thing is unraveling. Everyone I'm reading is saying the same thing, that this thing is approaching critical mass, and they've reached the point where they really can't kick the can down the road much further.
I don't know. Have you seen that latest article by Gerald Celente saying, you know, that basically while the collapse is coming, it's coming very, very soon, doesn't know when, but there's no question the collapse is coming?
So I haven't read that particular one, but I've been reading Jim Turk and Hathaway and all the people that, in fact, I would draw people's attention to kingworldnews.com and read some of the blogs that are coming out from the experts there, and they're all basically saying this summer something big is going to happen.
Well, basically, because Bernanke is just saying, well, we've got to get our financial house in order. Now, he's done everything he could to disrupt what's going on. They've increased about $3 trillion in debt over the last 3 years. I mean, remember, it took the United States 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. 1980, why? Because Ronald Reagan criticized Jimmy Carter because he had spent $200 billion during his 4 years in office, and the national debt was now $1 trillion. Of course, Ronald Reagan got in. He increased the national debt $200 billion every year he was in office, and by the time he left office, the national debt was about $2.7 trillion. But that certainly is dwarfed by where we are today. Certainly the national debt's running, well, about $1.3 trillion. And basically, nobody wants to do anything. The elderly, certainly people don't want to give up the Social Security they paid into it. Trouble is there isn't any money in the Social Security fund. It's all been spent. Ponzi scheme. Every elderly don't want to give up their Medicare. But they certainly don't want the death panels determining whether they live or die, and that is the alternative. They're going to actually have the death panels. There's no way to finance Medicare. There's no money in the trust fund. Oh, they say we got a trust fund. Yeah, it's got treasury bonds in it and guaranteed by the United States Treasury. But, of course, the Treasury doesn't have any money. And so when they cash in the bills, they've got to go out and borrow money. And basically, we're borrowing 40 cents of every dollar we spend today. You think you can borrow your way to prosperity? And you can't do it. And, of course, basically, they're going to have to simply let the people who can afford to buy their medical care give them some sort of a warrant of $4,000, $6,000. Let them buy their health insurance and then return the responsibility for the rest of the people to the local communities, and just stop taking all the taxes away from the people and send them to Washington so they can send it overseas or to other countries. Why don't we use the money that we're giving to other countries to help Americans? Well, Ron certainly, actually, of course, if you look and see that the military cost is about $750 billion a year.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
As your customers are concerned, I've certainly now they've dropped the price of gold. They've certainly dropped the price of silver down. And silver was almost $50 an ounce, and now it's down to, it got down, I think, to $32 an ounce. It's up to about $34, $35 now. But what are they telling you? Are they buying? Or are they simply afraid it's going to go lower?
I think people are kind of in limbo right now. They don't know what to believe. They read the paper. They read the statements that the silver bubble has burst. They read that the summer is the time for doldrums, so don't get in. So everyone's kind of just waiting to see. I'm starting to see signs in the last few days that people are starting to get ready to jump back in. But the people I really respect, like Jim Turk and Hathaway, and they're all basically saying, don't buy into this sell in May and go away mentality, because, see, what usually makes the gold and silver market soft in the summer months is that one of the major variables in the demand equation is the gold jewelers, and that's when they typically go on vacation. So that eliminates a major portion of your demand. But see, that's not what's driving gold and silver now. What's driving gold and silver today is investment demand. And that investment demand is coming from all over the world, as all the major central banks are now becoming major buyers of gold and silver. And everyone sees the end of the, not just the dollar rain, but everyone sees the end of the this fiat money system that is imploding all over the world. I mean,
it sure is. I'll tell you what, one of the big places they're buying gold right now is over in Libya. And anybody who lives in Libya, and a lot of people are there, they got a lot of money. The society did pretty well under Gaddafi. Sure, he was a dictator. We've been financing dictators all throughout the world. He was probably one of the better ones, considering everything. He's been able to get the support of his people. I mean, the rebel force is about 1,000 men. If it weren't that they were being backed by the CIA and financed by the CIA and backed by NATO and by airplanes and drones and all these other things, and I'm sure we've got special forces and other units in there helping this little, they've only got about 1,000 rebels. It's all financed by us because we want to topple Gaddafi. And of course, one of the big things we did is, because there's a lot of oil in the eastern part where the rebels are operating. And the Chinese owned that. They had paid a lot of money for that oil, and they had about 30,000 employees there. And, of course, we came in with our rebels, and we seized their property, and 29,000, maybe more, of the 30,000 Chinese have been forced to leave. Chinese aren't very happy with us because we've stolen their oil. They know what's going on. They know the CIA and MI6 are behind this, along with the Fed and the Bank of England. They're the ones who are financing the rebels. And we just give them $1 billion. They get another $1 billion from the United Arab Emirates, and that's simply a front for the CIA. Everybody in the world knows it except the American people. They think, oh, spontaneous rebellion, democracy, you know, and people throughout the world understand what really goes on. The CIA goes around the world executing the people we don't like, and if you don't believe that, you can read the book by John Perkins, Confessions of Economic Hitman. He tells about all the world leaders he knew personally who were killed by the CIA. Read the Church Committee report back in the 70s about all the people who were killed by the CIA. Read the book The Double Cross by Chuck Giancano, the brother of Sam Giancano, the mafia chieftain. He tells you about all the world leaders Sam Giancano just murdered under orders from the CIA. Of course, that's a dangerous game to play because, of course, the double cross was that the CIA murdered Sam Giancano, so you can't trust much of anybody today. But they're still murdering world leaders and forcing them out, and this is what they've done. But the people throughout the rest of the world know. It's only the American people who do not know who is behind all of this revolutionary movement in the Near East and the Middle East. But over there in Libya, apparently, why are the gold dealers having a great time? Because the Libyans are doing everything they can to get their money out of Libyan currency and try to get gold out of the country. They want something to give them some security because they know their economy, their currency is going to collapse. And I'm sure that there are people all throughout the Near East and the Middle East who are trying to get into gold today as well, because they can see the handwriting on the wall. The collapse of currencies. And, of course, there's nothing behind these currencies. It's all phony, baloney money. Paper money, the real money in the world, has always been gold and silver. It's a confidence game, and people, I think, are beginning to lose confidence. What do you think?
Yes, in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that the Libyans are buying gold, because I was just reading As you know, one of my favorite analysts is Jim Welly. And I'll just read a paragraph. He says, events in Libya are extremely telling on the threat of war and wealth confiscation. A total of $95 billion in frozen, later stolen, Qaddafi wealth is a strong banker motive to conduct a good war in Libya. In all, $32 billion of Libyan funds were frozen in major U.S. banks, and €45 billion were frozen in major European banks. So it reminds me, I'm sure you remember, Dr. Stan, back in 79 when we had the Iran hostage situation, and the day after the hostages were taken, the government froze the assets of Iran in the banks of the U.S., and the very next day the CEO of Chase Manhattan came out and said, since we can't transfer the funds, we're confiscating, I forgot how many billion dollars. But the key point to remember is that is when gold and silver, gold in particular, well, both of them, exploded from that point. That was late, August or so of 79, I believe. And from that point forward to 1980 is when gold just went ballistic, went from like $300 up to $870. I think silver went from like $14 or $15 up to $52. So what I saw happening there is when the American bankers or the European bankers froze the assets of the people in the Middle East, that destroyed all credibility in the banks and created a panic out of U.S. banks because they realized that they would confiscate it whenever they felt like it.
And that's really great for the banks, because remember, the banks then can use that money as reserves, so then they can have massive lending, and you can lend 10 times. So you freeze $20 billion, you can lend out $200 billion. That's the fractional reserve banking system. And the government, as long as the banks want the money, the government won't unfreeze it, because it's all about the prosperity of the banks. Not what's right. I mean, you think you put your money in the bank, you can get it out. They can seize it at any time. People don't understand that. This is how the game is played. They win, we lose. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got a question out there, a comment, why give us a call? 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But let me explain, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way that either the Democrats or the Republicans are going to solve the problems. The Democrats want to suddenly increase spending and increase taxes. The Republicans want to cut taxes and increase spending. This is what the agreement they worked out with Obama. Both are certainly recipes for disaster. What you need to do is cut taxes, and then, of course, you want to cut spending. You've got to cut spending, and you're going to have to certainly remedy Medicare simply by issuing warrants to the people who can afford their own care and let the rest of the people be taken care of at the local community and get the federal government out of medicine. Back in 1965, expenses for health care were 2.6% of the overall expenditures in the United States. Since government got in to help people, we want to help the elderly now, certainly the expenses for medicine make up 26.5% of all expenditures. How did it go from 2.6% to 26.5%? Government got in and drove the price up. They did it intentionally. After all, if government's paying the bill, why would anybody be concerned about it? Government's got lots of money. And everybody's been ripping off the system, and they've forced the hospitals to bill four or five times what it really cost. You have to do that to get, you're going to have to bill at least three times what your costs are to get a third of the payment. But then you're required by federal law to bill everybody a cost of three times what it really should be. And, of course, they've done everything they could to destroy the healthcare delivery system. And, of course, they've been paying for drugs that really don't do any good. And, of course, they've been blocking effective treatments that are cheap and ineffective. In fact, I saw this having nothing to do with medicine, but They let some whistleblower off. He forgot where he worked in government. But his crime was that he told that he worked in this one government department, and there was a solution to a problem that cost about $3 million. But they didn't take the $3 million bid. No, they put out $1.3 billion for exactly the same ish thing they could have got for $3 million. And, of course, when he went public with this, why, they called him a whistleblower. They wanted to send him to prison for 30 years. But then they'd have to let the American people know what they'd done. And so they just let this guy off with a slap on the wrist. This is the sort of thing the government does. And believe me, massive profits are being made by Halliburton, by all the big corporations. And, of course, we are wasting billions of dollars every year on a no-win war in Afghanistan and no-win war with Iraq. And now we got a no-win war in Yemen, where our bombers are over there. We had a no-win war in Libya. Our bombers are over there. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. You know, one of the things that really bothers me, Ron, is I don't hear anybody except Ron Paul talking about bring our boys home and stopping all this foolishness all throughout the world. I believe in a strong military too.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy.
A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
To have it, but some of the big banks are selling bonds that they don't own, and they're not delivering them. Now, basically, this is the default, but you're not hearing about it. Why don't you just tell the story, Ron?
Okay. This is Jim, what he says. We are still looking for over $1 trillion in undelivered U.S. Treasury bonds, the infamous failure to deliver. The Wall Street firms found a clever method to feed their own liquidity by selling U.S. Treasury bonds they did not even own. Of course, the regulators have a Goldman Sachs pedigree. And then he goes on to say, because there's been an awful lot of questions, I'm sure, on your show, will the government confiscate the pension plans and so forth? And he points out that according to Stone Mountain, the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund has been raided for $22 billion in recent weeks with funds replaced by government IOUs.
Now, basically what you're saying is they've gone into the federal pension funds, which have funds out there, and they've simply stolen the money and replaced them from IOUs from the government, saying, we borrowed your money, and here we give you these receipts for it. So you got nothing to worry about. Your money is backed by the full faith and confidence and credit of the United States. The only trouble is the government doesn't have any credit, doesn't have any money, so that's pretty poor exchange. So they've simply taken about $25 billion out of the pension fund.
And then he went on to say the Thrift Savings Fund, also known as the G Fund, according to Stone Mountain, has been raided for $57 billion in recent weeks. Same deal, just replace it with a government IOU. So it's not hard to see what's going on. The debt limit has to be, we're approaching our debt limit, and in fact we already may be over it, I'm not sure, but they're scrambling to find funds while they debate in Congress how to raise the debt limit without creating a crisis. And of course we're at the point now when they raise the debt limit, which they're ultimately going to do, I think that's going to be the trigger mechanism that basically destroys all credibility, because at that point, see, people realize around the world that we have no choice, we have no answers, we don't have the courage to do what it takes to get our system back in control, and so we're just going to try to print our way out of it, and that's, I think that's just going to destroy total credibility in the U.S. dollar. And what's even more interesting is, see, in the past, for the last 50, 60 years, whenever the world financial system went into some type of crisis, the safe haven was always what, Dr. Stan? U.S. Treasury paper, right?
Right.
Now, the Treasury paper, the Treasury bonds, is what the world is flooding out of. So you're seeing a major 180-degree paradigm shift in that the whole world financial system is unraveling and there's no answers to it.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what you must understand, there's only three ways out of the mess we're in. Number one, you could massively cut spending and massively increase taxes. Who out there in the listening audience believes that is going to happen? And then, of course, you can simply default on your debt. Say, sayonara, you should never sort of lend us the money. Why, you're just out of luck. But if we did that, the whole world financial system would come down. What's the third way? Why, you simply inflate the value of the money, you decrease the value of the money, and of course, that way you can pay off your debts with the value of dollars. You can continue giving people $1,500 every month with their Social Security, but it won't buy, a couple of loaves of bread. You can simply provide health care, wealth by Medicare, but you just pay it off, pay the hospital with the money that's valueless, and as a result, why the hospitals collapse, the whole medical delivery system collapses because you're paying them with worthless dollars. This is what you do, and this is what they're doing. The real inflation rate, Ben Bernanke knows, 10% right now. 15% by the end of this year because the producer price index, PPI, is running 14 to 15% 4 months ago. And then, of course, next year it'll be 25%, the year after that, 50%, and voila, here we have a situation. They're out of trouble. The only people who lost are the people who spent their whole life working for themselves. Believe me, the wealthy are going into gold, silver, oil, commodities. And they're telling the rest of the people, nothing to worry about. Just trust us.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
It's going to get worse, Sydney, and it's going to get much worse next year than it is this year. It'll be 14-15%. By the end of this year, it'll probably be, close to 20-25% next year. And 2012, maybe 35, maybe 50%. We're just going to have to wait and see. But they're not doing any of the things that really need to be done. People say, if we can just get the economy moving again. Ladies and gentlemen, we've shipped our factories overseas. They're not coming back. We've shipped our jobs overseas. They're not coming back. We've outsourced, we've offshored, we've done it intentionally and purposely. Why do you think they transferred the ownership of Fiat, the ownership of Chrysler, to an Italian company who didn't put up any money for it? Well, very simply, the guy was a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's buddy-buddy with the people who control Barack Obama. Why do you think we gave the General Motors all that money so they could open up new factories in China? I mean, does that really make sense that we would give General Motors some $60 billion so they can open up factories in China and create jobs in China for the Chinese? And they've got this new trade agreement with the South Koreans. It's going to be great. It's going to create lots of jobs in South Korea. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. It's known as globalism. Free trade doesn't work. They know free trade doesn't work. They say, oh, my goodness, we didn't have free trade. Why would we have massive unemployment in America? If we didn't have free trade, why would we have rising poverty in America? Well, look around, dear ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we have. And it's because of free trade. Because basically they want to raise living standards in other countries and lower them here, if you doubt that, is part of a plan. Read David Rockefeller's memoirs, page 405, when he says, you know, look how we've raised the living standards throughout the rest of the world. What would you have done? How would you have raised living standards? Well, I would have tried to do it through a free enterprise system, but not by destroying the economy of the United States. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And until you understand globalism, until you understand that what has happened is part of a much larger plan for the transfer of America's wealth to other nations, the plan to impoverish our people, until you've read Agenda 21, until you've read the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, the Earth Charter, and of course the Ten Commandments from the Pit of Hell on the Georgia Guidestones, nothing makes sense. But anyway, number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number out. I want you to tell people how to get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you.
Okay. My number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. You know, anyone that's new to this game or just looking for a place to buy gold and silver at a reasonable price, just give me a call on that phone. I can do several things. I can send you a package of literature. I can put you on my email list, and I'm do reading all the time, so whenever I see articles that I think are pertinent, I'll just forward them out to the people that are on my list, so I'll be glad to do that for you. And I just try to educate people on the need for why they need to buy gold and silver, because the paper money is going down the tubes, and people's life savings are being wiped out left and right because they don't see what's happening. So I always look at my job is to help educate people. I don't even think of myself as a salesman. I just try to educate people on what's happening to our economy.
In fact, we have an excellent DVD where Ron came out and talked to us so 4 or 5 years ago. Can't remember what year was that you were here to recall?
97, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I think it was the same time I was going to go and get my heart.
97, it was 2007. I'm sorry.
That's right, because I went and got my heart operated on right after that. I could barely get around when you were here, but I'm so fortunate that the things did go as well as they did after that. And I'm able to, it was just like getting my life back again. But anyway, Chris, what was the title of that DVD? Because we do have it, we do offer it. It has to do with bonds as the vigilantes of the stock market. What's the term they use?
Bond market, vigilante or not. And what I meant by that is the bond market typically is the vigilante to stop inflation in its tracks, in that people will not continue to borrow money to the government at 3 or 4% once they realize inflation is running at the rate of 8, 10, 12%. So the bond purchasers would force interest rates higher, which would stop the inflation. But what we've found is that now the government or the Fed steps in, prints the money to buy up those unwanted bonds, and so for 20 years, the bond market has not functioned as a vigilante as it should. But now what we're starting to see is that the whole world who used to buy our bonds is now refusing to buy those bonds, forcing the Fed just to buy it all, and that's destroying very quickly the credibility in the dollar. So at some point, the whole thing will implode on itself, and I think we're very, very close to that.
And the other interesting thing is the junk bond market. Of course, basically junk bonds are simply bonds of certainty that if there's a default, well, you don't get your money back. They're certainly not secure. They're not preferred. They really have no claim on the things that the company owns. But the companies borrow money. They want to get money to pay, and of course they have to pay a higher rate of interest on that because there's a greater risk with junk bonds than there are with preferred bonds or other bonds that have a claim on the property of the company. But apparently junk bonds are having to get higher and higher of interest rates now because people realize there's more and more risk of our companies, our major corporations, going into default. And of course, down the line, the same is going to happen as far as our own T-bills are concerned. In other words, nobody's going to buy them. Everybody's going to dump them unless they can get a much higher rate of interest. Why? Because there's that very real danger of default somewhere down the line. And it wouldn't even be a voluntary default. It was simply because the federal government has no money. Why would anybody want to invest in bonds, with a dollar, what it's worth now, when you know when you get your payment back, that dollar is going to be worth 50 cents on the dollar. You've lost half of your investment, half of your life savings. This is where we face today, and this is what happens with inflation. People cannot believe that could happen here in America. People cannot believe that Ben Bernanke would lie to us about inflation. Oh, well, you know, the core inflation's only 1-2%. Oh, yeah, food and certainly clothing and fuel is certainly going up. But, you know, look and see what's happening. If you go to the Daytona races, why the price of a ticket's come down. So, and the price of houses is falling, and the price of rents is going up. But we prefer to look at the price of housing rather than the price of rents. And you may be putting up more for your rent and for your food and for your fuel and clothing. But we compile the statistics, and the statistics we compile say there's no increase in the core rate of inflation. And are you going to believe your lying eyes, or are you going to believe us? Because I'm Ben Bernanke, and I would never lie to you. I wonder how many people out in the listening audience honestly believe that our government would not lie to us. Remember the story about Jessica Lentz, the courageous young lady over there in Iraq who fought and was firing until the last bullet was fired, and then they had a special forces team to rescue her from the Iraqis, because the Iraqis had been calling and saying, hey, we got one of your soldiers over here, come over and pick her up. But no, we had to get the cameras there, and we had to have the special forces unit go in with their arms, the rifles there drawn to rescue this woman. It was all a lie. Remember the story of Pat Tillman leading the charge up the hill? They even gave him a Silver Star when he was actually shot by his own men. You remember the story, certainly, of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and they killed 58,000 Americans over there in Vietnam for an incident that didn't occur. Do you honestly believe that Ben Bernanke would dare to tell you the truth, and that is that I am here to destroy our economic system and to impoverish the American people as part of the globalist plan for a one-world government? How long do you think Ben Bernanke would live if he actually went on television and said that? But if you go back and you listen to his interviews on 60 Minutes or watch them, you'll notice he looks like he's lying. He's frightened to death. And he is lying. He knows. He can say, I remember him telling Steve Frost, he said, I could I could stop the inflation in 20 minutes if I thought we had any. Now he admits we have some, but he's not. It really doesn't matter. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And so, basically, when do you think the price of gold and silver is going to come back again, Ron? They've certainly knocked it down now, and silver's, I think, closed, what, about $35 an ounce today?
Well, you know, no one knows exactly when, but I would just caution people not to buy into this sell in May and go away and think that we're going to have the summer doldrums. All the people I'm reading and really respect who've been projecting these markets very accurately for the last 10, 20, 30 years are all saying that summer this thing could just blow off, the lid could blow off of it because, let's face it, the whole system's bankrupt and the whole world's starting to realize it, and the flight out of dollars and everything they're doing now is just pointing out to the whole world that they have no clue as to what to do to get us out of this mess. So I just think it's going to happen very quickly. The point I really try to make, though, with people is you're not buying gold and silver here as a speculation to make money. If you're doing that, if that's your mentality, you're always going to look to try to buy it at a bargain price and look for a dip and whatever. People need to change their paradigm. Your purpose or the reason for buying gold and silver here is to find a refuge from a system that is failing. And the paper assets are being wiped out all around the globe, and people just need it. Does it really matter whether you bought your silver at $35 or $38 if we think it's going to $100, $150, or $500 over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? The main priority should be to get in and buy it while it's still available. Because, see, right now, today, even after they ambushed, and this is the point I really try to make to people, if this collapse of the silver market 5-6 weeks ago was legitimate, wouldn't you think that every dealer in this country would be glutted with physical silver being sold back to them in a panic? The reality is that the dealers are tighter on supply today than they were 5 or 6 weeks ago. So if you wanted U.S. Silver Eagles or Maple Leafs or one-ounce silver rounds, which are the favorite ways of buying silver, you're looking at 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe even 2 months delivery time. So I just tell people, get on board while it's available, because when this thing really hits the fan, the availability of silver will literally dry up overnight.
Well, I saw a similar situation after the tragedy over in Japan, and so do we sell a potassium iodate, because I don't think there was a necessity to take potassium iodate. I think everybody ought to have it on hand in case there really was a nuclear attack that was going to contaminate the United States. But people did not have to take it, but everybody was panicking. And, of course, they're putting out all this fraudulent information to make them panic. Everybody was buying potassium iodate, and there wasn't any. I mean, we went weeks before we could get either iodorol, which we do carry for a lot of our customers, or potassium iodate. And when the panic hit, why, there is nothing there. And the same thing's going to happen for the grocery stores. When the panic comes and suddenly there's a crisis in America, you're going to go down to the grocery stores and there's not going to be anything on the shelves. The same thing happened in New Orleans. Same thing happens over and over again. When there's a crisis, there's suddenly a shortage. But the difficulty is that when they destroy the value of your currency and you're trying to turn it into something of value, why there may not be anything there. This is why over in Libya today, people are frantically buying gold. And I'm sure this is true all over the Middle East. People who know what's going on. These are smart people, and I'm sure they're buying gold because, of course, it's easier to carry around, and they're wondering where they're going to go and how they're going to be able to move it. But they want to preserve some element of wealth so that we have something to start over with. If they wipe you out and you're 60 or 65 years old, how are you going to start all over again? Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And people don't like to hear this sort of thing. People like to hear good news, but I would not be doing you a favor to tell you good news. They're going to destroy the value of our currency through inflation. They're in the process of doing it. They know exactly what they're doing. And basically the three alternatives I gave to you, one a default, certainly one to do what should be done, and that is massively raise taxes and massively cut spending. Not going to happen. This is all laid out by a man named Niall Ferguson. Niall Ferguson, and he addressed the Peterson Institute in May of the year 2009. May of 2010. You can find the article on the internet. Just go to your search engine, Niall, N-I-A-L-L. Ferguson, the Peterson Institute, the talk, something like that. And it was in May of 2010. He's a professor of history and business at Harvard, and of course all the people there, the Rothschilds were there, and people from the Trilateral Commission, and they were all agreeing. And of course, Professor Ferguson talked about the only way out was simply by inflation. And they asked him what he was going to do, and he said, "I'm thinking of buying oil and gold." I'm thinking about buying oil and gold. He's a professor, and nobody disagreed. In fact, everybody wanted to hear what they were saying. They were all saying the same thing. Yeah, we're in real problems. They know what they're doing. They just don't want us common people to know. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. One more time, your telephone number, Ron.
That's 1-800-595-0561.
One more time.
1-800-595-0561.
And Ron works with us, and we've had personal dealings with him. We think he's an honest man. Can't say that about an awful lot of people today, but I can say it about Ron Brown. Well, Ron, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Let me just quote one paragraph from Jim Willie again. It kind of...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
They're going to destroy it through inflation. Make your plans accordingly. And then, of course, we have a little pamphlet called The History of Money, another one called Prophetic Warning. It's Andrew Jackson's 1837 Farewell Address with my comments on it, and then a pamphlet called Financial Armageddon. We've got a four-tape set called Financial Armageddon. We've got a book called Meltdown by Thomas Wood. Excellent book. Should be required reading for every citizen. Another book by Thomas Wood, Rollback. But to understand everything going on today, you have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then hear one of my three talks. The Secret, The Forbidden Secret, or The Dark Secret. They're all basically variations of the same basic theme, and that is that we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world, a supernatural world. And there's syllabuses go with the last two talks. You need to get them. You need to help us get the information out. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, remember we do have a unique ministry, and we think it's well worthwhile. I wouldn't be wasting 5 hours a day, every day, if I didn't really believe this message is important and hopefully will touch people's heart and bring many of them into a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's what this is really all about. This is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but is primarily a spiritual battle. If you're in a position to help, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you're not in a position to help financially, why, of course, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. We do carry certain items we think are important. We carry health products, and you really need to think about if you're an older man like I am, prostate support. I take it on my own. The menopause support, immune support, you need to know how to boost your immune system. Another product is allobiotic, not antibiotic, but allobiotic, garlic, oil of oregano, oil of elderberry. You need to take large doses of vitamin D. We carry a krill oil. These are the things we actually take ourselves. Krill oil is better than fish oil. It's much more pure, less mercury in it. It's the best source of omega-3 oils that you're going to find. If you'd like to get a list of the various items we carry, go to our website and just give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We, of course, have tried to do everything we can to raise the funds to keep ourselves going here, and I didn't ever want to run a mail-order business, but we have to, and this helps to supplement what we get in from our regular supporters. We offer the Berkey products. We offer the Miracle 2 soap products. We use all these things ourselves, and certainly we have the other products. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and certainly look at our website. You can see all the items we carry. You can watch our DVDs for nothing. You can listen to our programs for nothing. You can read our newsletters for nothing. A lot of heartache over a period of a decade as we wrote these letters every single month. Now, of course, we have William Grieg writing the letter. It gives me a little additional time. But, of course, the letters are there, and we have all sorts of things on occult symbols. You need to see them. They hide them in plain sight. You can go to the Orion symbols, and then please Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry was with us on our early morning program today, and it was a fascinating discussion. I think you'll find this very fascinating information you're not going to hear mentioned elsewhere about the Anthony Weiner scandal. But there's a story behind the story here. So without further ado, Barry Shamish, you pick up the story.
Sure. Glad to. Anthony Weiner married a beauty named Huma Abedin about a year ago. Look, Muslim women don't just marry Jewish men. She's from Saudi Arabia. This is not a woman who can afford to marry a Jewish man. In fact, a non-Muslim man of any kind. But to have President Bill Clinton preside over their wedding. If you didn't know that, he officiated Weiner's wedding with this woman, Huma Abedin. Now, again, find, you know, it's not a question that if you're a congressman, on the day that you're exposed as a sexual deviant, your wife is touring the Middle East with her senior advisor, Huma Abedin. In short, the connections just on the surface are impossible, that this person who's sex his genitals to minors a year ago married Hillary Clinton's chief aide, and chief advisor.
And this is the woman who is touring in the Middle East with Hillary Clinton today, and she is married to Anthony Weiner. Now, why would, and I think the very points are very well made, first of all, why would a Arab woman marry a Jewish man? You just don't do this sort of thing. Why would Bill Clinton, who, if there was ever a sex fiend and a pervert, it's Bill Clinton, in my estimation, why would he officiate at the wedding a year ago? But then why is the wife, I said, the senior advisor to Hillary Clinton, and while her husband is certainly facing all this, these embarrassing questions, she's off on a trip to the Middle East with the Secretary of State, Bill Clinton's wife. I mean, there's something strange going on. So you pick up the story.
Oh, it gets a lot stranger. But first of all, we have to look at who Anthony Weiner is. He's still in Congress. He's still hanging in there. Look, he's got to be Israel's most vocal supporter in Congress. He's famous for a couple of things. In 2006, he tried to get Congress to ban the... do I hear music already?
You do, but go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
He tried to ban the Palestinian Authority delegation, or the PLO delegation, from entering the United Nations on American soil. And in 2007, and this is important, he introduced the Saudi Arabia Accountability Act. And I believe it passed. Well, that act prevents Saudi Arabia from supporting institutions that fund, train, incite, encourage, or in any way aid and abet terrorism.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right. Go right ahead, Barry.
You know, that was a major act. What it comes down to is if Saudi Arabia doesn't cooperate with this act, they're under sanctions from the United States. And that's what Anthony... Weiner did. He was the first congressman I can think of who just said, let's attack Saudi Arabia for their pagan behavior and their support of terrorism. Now, I want you to keep that in mind because that's going to start looking a lot bigger very shortly. But just last month, Congressman Anthony Weiner was talking about the West Bank, and what he said outright is the West Bank is not occupied by Israel. There's no occupation there, which not many congressmen will say. I mean, that's, first of all, it's accurate, but you're not allowed to be accurate and truthful when you're a politician. And, well, this guy was just opposed in every way possible to the so-called work of Hillary Clinton, who was doing her darndest to chop up Israel. Now, beginning with that background, let's start looking. I mean, this thing just screams that he was set up. But let's look at who he married and who his mother is and who the family is, and then it starts to really scream.
But certainly, are you suggesting that that Anthony is not a sexual deviant and not texting his pictures of himself?
Oh, he did that all right.
All right. So basically, he there's very real reason to be to feel that he's had. Let's put it kindly. He participated in certainly. Activities that are certainly beyond the pale. He overstepped the boundaries of civil society.
It doesn't matter. Washington is filled with all kinds of activity that doesn't get reported unless somebody wants you ousted. Look, the same thing happened in New Jersey. Oh, my goodness, he was caught in a Washington...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Barry is pointing out that there's all sorts of sexual deviance all over Washington, D.C. There's no question that Anthony Weiner, of course, went ahead and took some very inappropriate pictures of himself to all sorts of women. But why are we hearing about it? All sorts of illicit activities take place in Washington, D.C. Those of you who have never read the book, The Franklin Cover-Up or The Franklin Scandal, we do carry the latter. This is about a pedophile organization, began in Boys Town in Kansas, went right into the White House. right into the White House's pedophile clique. I mean, there's all sorts of sexual deviation. But if they want to get you, they bring it on, as they did with Elliot Spitzer. They got Elliot Spitzer. Why, of course, when, well, because he was the governor of the state of New York. I mean, and basically, Elliot Spitzer had written an article in the Washington Post pointing out all of the state attorney generals, all 50 of them, had recognized that the predatory lending practices of the banks were going to destroy our economic system. They wanted, and we're talking about 2002, 2003, they wanted to stop this. But the Bush administration intervened and said, no, this is a federal affair. You cannot do anything. And the Bush administration effectively blocked the effort by the state attorney generals to do anything. And when Elliot Spitzer, of course, had written several articles, but the last one was in February, as I remember, of 2008. And within 3 weeks, the FBI leaked a story about his affair with an expensive prostitute. Now, I'm not justifying Elliot Spitzer's affair with an expensive prostitute, but I'm asking, why was the FBI investigating his affair with a prostitute? Why did they leak this story? And the reason that they did, they wanted to destroy Elliot Spitzer and shift the emphasis from, well, why did the Bush administration allow intentionally and purposely the whole economic house of cards to come tumbling down, where they could have been stopped and prevented, or they'd stopped the predatory loan practices, to shift the emphasis on that to what a terrible guy Elliot Spitzer was, and he is a terrible guy, and Anthony Weiner is a terrible guy. But what's the real reason for embarrassing him at this point? Pick up the story.
Well, I wouldn't say that we can blanket call him a terrible guy quite yet. We have to look, first of all, at who he married. And then you'll see who's terrible. Look, we're back to Huma Abedin. Nice background. She was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan, but at the age of two moved to Saudi Arabia and lived there until she was 18. And then something happened. She decided she was going to go to Clinton's alma mater, George Washington U. And from there, she never graduated, by the way. But it gave her the right to be an intern in the Clinton White House, where very, very quickly she became Hillary Clinton's, the first lady's employee. Now, we're going to get that where that leads. Where that leads is really the heart of this story. But first, a little background about her family. Now, Huma's mother she's a professor of sociology in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, at Darul Hakma College. Now, remember, the Saudis don't encourage educating their girls. Being a professor is a man's job in Saudi Arabia, but she became one no matter how. But more to the point, this university is, it's the property of the king and the crown prince and the royal family. They run this university. Now, there's a reason we're going to get to with Saudi Arabia and Huma and Anthony, but the point of the matter is that she didn't just arrive in America after 16 years to attend university. She didn't stay in university very long. She ended up in the White House and rose rapidly to an advisor to then Mrs. President Clinton. She is now the chief advisor of Secretary of State Clinton. And this goes back 12 years or so. Now, here is the key. First of all, I don't have to say this too strongly. The woman is a Saudi Arabian. You don't remember anything before the age of two. She grew up in Saudi Arabia, came to America, and becomes an intern at the White House. I mean, that's an unthinkable compromise of national security. It's a massive security breach. That's just basic. But from this little security breach, where your vice president and now Secretary of State have a Saudi national as the chief advisor to Hillary Clinton, that's already, well, what can you say? You don't have to figure out that that's a really risky business. But remember that Huma, after she joined the White House, became very, very wealthy. Now, remember, she's just living on a clerical salary. That's all she earns that anyone knows about. But she never wears the same outfit twice, and her outfits are from, you know, the houses of De La Renta and Melodrino and Charles Nolan and Marc Jacobs, Yves Saint Laurent. And she bought an apartment in Washington in a very classy and ritzy neighborhood in a very expensive city with, they estimate, about $1 million when she bought it. Where is she getting the money from? Who co-signed the loan on a $1 million apartment? These are not just, well, look, we're going to tell you where it came from. I'm not going to keep you in mystery over her newfound wealth. But I'll give you a hint. She was either given the dough by a rich lover or she blackmailed it out of her. And without, well, I'll tell you who her lover is. Her lover is Hillary Clinton. Now, look, I've known that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian for a long time. I think I first heard about it from a book called by Kathy O'Brien, I believe her name was. What was it, of America? The
Transformation of America.
Yes.
And we do carry that book, incidentally. We have two of the world's remaining supplies of the book. It's available, Transformation of America and Access Denied, the two books that Kathy wrote. And she's a personal friend. And I would vouch for her authenticity.
Yeah, I believe her as well. And she pointed out that Hillary had her way with her, without diving into details. And then from then on, I got the picture that Hillary Clinton is a very active lesbian. But, look, to prove this point, to prove that Hillary Clinton, who was in her, when she was first lady, she was in her late 40s, had an affair with an 18-year-old girl, that is Huma. Look, if she were a man in his late 40s who had an affair with an 18-year-old girl, it would be a huge scandal. Somehow or another, many people know about this affair, but it's not a huge scandal. And there's a kind of unfairness about it all, but the point is, I got, for my article that I wrote yesterday, I got the most, well, the least rumor-mongering sources I could find about this affair. It's all over the place. I mean, the Internet's full of it. But I'll read a quote. The first one is from The Village Voice. As I recently said on Monica Crowley's radio show, whisper campaigns are claiming that Hillary Clinton is Gayle Kinging her aide-de-camp, the glamorous Huda Abedin, an Indian-Pakistani goddess from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And on and on and on. What they claim is that Hillary is putting Huma out there. She was on the cover of Vogue, for instance. it's a preemptive strike that, well, she's keeping her hiding in plain sight. Now, the next quote, again, it's from the Big Head D.C. Website, and again, it's not known as, it's known as an intelligence website, and we quote them again. We're still a bit incredulous on this one, but top-level U.S. Department of Justice, but a top-level U.S. Department of Justice official is telling our website that Michael Musto's rumor about Hillary Clinton fooling around with one of her top female aides, Huma Abedin, is based in reality. Quote, I am close enough to Hillary and Huma to tell you that this rumor is true, the official says. It is well-known insider campaign that Hillary and Huma are an item. Anthony Weiner married the lesbian lover of Hillary Clinton.
Maybe that's why Bill Clinton officiated the wedding.
We'll maybe that's why he got even with both of them.
Go right ahead, Bray.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That's the wife, Krista. She'd be ostracized by her family for marrying a man outside the Muslim faith, and then to marry a Jew. I mean, and not only that, but a Jew who had actually got legislation passed that would call for the ostracism and certainly a punishment of Saudi Arabia if they didn't stop funding terrorism, which of course they do. Saudi Arabia is one of the largest funders of terrorism throughout the world. They funding terrorist cells right here in the United States, and so much of the this whole radical Muslim Wahhabi movement in the United States in our prisons that we've talked about on many times. And the fact they have all their training, military training camps across America. Paul Williams has written that. And yet, of course, this Saudi woman marries a Wiener, and there's something very strange. And Barry, hopefully, is going to explain to us what it is. Go ahead.
What's strange is that Bill Clinton is officiating, presiding over this wedding, while his wife is standing by watching her lesbian lover get married to Anthony Weiner. It's funny strange. Look, without diving into the use of sex as a weapon in the Clinton family, this goes back a long time, and a lot of people have been hurt by it. This is another issue. But they were using sex again. They were actively making sure that this woman, Huma, the Matahari, married Weiner. And they made darn sure that they officiated the wedding. But, this story gets even stranger, and I don't want to dive in every direction, but Huma's father was the director of an interfaith fund, international, and he died in, all I could find out are mysterious circumstances when she was young. There's all kinds of funny stuff in both families. The Clinton family's got way more than her family, but nonetheless, this is not a wedding between Weiner and Huma. It's a wedding between the Clintons, Weiner and Huma. Now, just so you understand, don't think this woman is not politically involved. I've got this quote in the article from The Observer. She is a person of enormous intellect with in-depth knowledge on a number of issues, especially issues pertaining to the Middle East, said Senator John McCain. This woman likes to talk a lot about the Middle East, at least if she talked to John McCain about it. The problem is, now here's the big one that a lot of people wrote me back and said, look, he sent the dirty emails, and everything he did is his own fault. It doesn't always work that way. And I'm not gonna delve into the real likelihood that he was, well, let's put it this way, he was not sexting pictures of himself until he married Huma. Now, he was, let's just call them harmless flirtations. For a few years, he had with people who he thought admired him. Let's not go into that. But sending pictures by email of your genitals is not what he did until he married Huma Abedin. And, by the way, the last one he sent to was a minor. She was 17 years old. If he's happily married to Huma Abedin, you have to wonder why he discovered this. Well, let's just put it this way. He wasn't so happily married to her, apparently, despite a contrary impression that he's giving. Now, look, what you've got with Weiner is that whether he knows it or realizes it, and I don't see how he couldn't, he's sleeping with a Secretary of State's lesbian girlfriend, and he was set up a mile off, and he is no longer going to be in Congress bugging Saudi Arabia anymore.
And I think you have to understand, really, there are people in key positions, including the Clintons, who hate Israel and will do everything they can to disrupt and destroy it.
No question.
And, of course, basically, I believe that there are organized efforts at the highest level of our government to pretend they support Israel, but when push comes to shove, they're really on the other side. Don't be bashful.
Oh, I'm not bashful.
I know you're not. Well, that's why I'm telling you. Go right ahead.
All right. Look, this was what I wrote. The Newman scandal has a lot more than him just sexting messages. He was driven out by his own weaknesses, mind you. Okay, he was driven out by his own weaknesses. He would never have been driven out if the desire wasn't to get rid of this congressman. And a tremendous amount of effort was devoted to getting rid of Anthony Weiner. There, I'm going to leave it as that, and we can go on to other subjects.
All right, we'll go on to other subjects, but I think it's fascinating. What sort of response have you gotten from your
readers?
Well, pro or con?
Oh, it's 90% pro.
All right, fine. Well, I'm so glad that at least somebody's getting the information, because I had not heard any of this, and this is why we'd love to have you on, because you do give a different slant on the news, as we like to say, the news behind the news, the story behind the story.
Yeah, can you imagine that all this information is a lot of people know it. All right, it's not such a secret, but for some reason, that side of the Newman scandal has been told by no one. No one in the media. As far as I know, I may be the first person who's written it anywhere.
Well, the thing is that sometimes, things are so self-evident and obvious, but nobody can connect the dots. Obviously, I think you've done a very good job of connecting the dots, and one of these days we'll see how it all fits together, but I have no question, you're absolutely right. They wanted to get rid of him. They did get rid of him, and, we'll see what happens next.
He's not rid of yet.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, because Barry simply is saying that so much of this was designed to get rid of Weiner. He suddenly laid open himself. He was his own worst enemy. He did things he never should have. But, of course, there's much more to the story. When he marries the lesbian lover of Bill Clinton, his wife, Bill Clinton, officiates at the wedding. And certainly this woman then, while her husband is certainly being ridiculed by the media, is touring the Middle East with the Secretary of State, who is her lesbian lover, Hillary Clinton. This is Anthony Weiner's wife. So I'll leave it there. Mary says that there's much more to the story, and maybe it'll become obvious later on. We're going to go on to the next thing. So before we do, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners, number one, how they can get your books, number two, how they can get your DVDs, and three, how they can get to your PayPal button.
All righty. Now, first of all, I'm going to plug the, your four CD set of our discussions on the Return of the Giants. You put out a beautiful set, and somehow I'm selling them. It was a great offer. So anyone who wants the Dr. Stan Barry Chamish 4 CD set, write me. I'll tell you how now. Oh, also, I have a book called Return of the Giants. It's on lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You'll get to the website. Type in my name in the search box. That's C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And you'll see color and black and white copies of Return of the Giants. Get the black and white. The color's pretty expensive, warning you. And my website is barrychamish.com. On that website, you will see my address and my email address. If you want the CD set, just email me, and I'll have it to you. Actually, as soon as I get them, you'll get it to within 2 days.
Oh, they have actually been mailed. They were mailed on the 7th, so they'll be there before long.
Perfect. I've got a bunch of people who are very excited about them, and they're even hounding me a bit. Now, on a related subject, that to the last subject, I phoned home, as I do every week, and asked the ex-wife to speak to my son. And she said, no, he's off to Tel Aviv for the gay parade. And, oh, my heart went into my throat, and I'm there stunned and wordless. And she says, he's just going to watch it. It's a big deal. So nonetheless, I didn't recover that quickly. I didn't raise him that way, but you can't control the next generation. But that's not the issue. The issue is this gay parade in Tel Aviv. Well, the police said 70,000 watched it, which is not huge, but it's big enough. And look, the event kicked off with the usual drag queens and, you know, what a gay parade does. But what's more worrisome are the people who spoke to the gathered opposition, well, Kadima leader, Ciri Livni. She was former prime minister, gave a moving speech about the rights of all people and that kind of stuff. Member of Knesset, Nissan Horowitz, told the crowd that as a gay man he could only have dreamed to be in a place like this when he was growing up, and the town was filled with international guests. Now this is the real problem. Tel Aviv's mayor spoke, and what he said is that Tel Aviv is the gay city of the world. He wants Tel Aviv to be known to be gay friendly, and well, he's getting his wish. What you've got, I don't know this magazine, but it's a homosexual travel magazine called Lonely Planet. Tel Aviv was named one of the three gay-friendliest destinations in the world. Lucky Tel Aviv. And the comments from the visitors, well, here's one from Shai Deutsch. He's a gay organizer who just said, we really are a gay city. Gays are welcome everywhere. And then visitors, here's one from Italy who says, the spirit here is infectious, and it's only a matter of time until the rest of the Middle East follows suit. You know, if you know anything about Tel Aviv and the original design of Tel Aviv as the world's first Jewish city, it never was this Tel Aviv that exists today. The San Francisco of the Mediterranean is Tel Aviv.
And I share your concern, Barry. You know, I've been to Israel 6 times, and every time we've gone, they've gone down to Masada, which is very, very close to where Sodom and Gomorrah is. But the guides never, you say, where is Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, nobody knows. And yeah, they do know. In fact, we've talked to several people who've actually been to the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah. And you can simply brush aside the ashes, the cities, the forms are there, the remnants, the ashes of the houses, the streets are there, and the sulfur bottles. The sulfur balls, you can just dig down a little ways, and our Thursday producer has been there. He's got some of the sulfur balls, and they're there. I mean, this is real. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is real. Why don't they ever take visitors to Sodom and Gomorrah? Is it they don't want us to really believe the story that God does bring his judgment upon cities and nations that turn against him? And I really shudder for what's happening at Tel Aviv. I shudder for what's happening to San Francisco. Fortunately, we're 70 miles from there, but I've often said that if God doesn't destroy San Francisco and similar cities, but he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's not simply a cliche. God will not be mocked, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, I've never heard of the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, I've talked to several people who've been there, and as I say, if I talk to people, they can say anything they want to, but I visit with this fellow every Thursday. He's got the sulfur balls there, but you never would hear about it. They don't want people to know the story that the Bible is true. I believe this Bible is true, and this simply is one of the other verifications of it, but of course we're not supposed to believe it's all fairy tales or is it? Go ahead.
All right, that's a new one on me. Now, back to the news. This comes from Mar Reeve. The correspondence is Ellie Bradstein. It came up yesterday, I believe, that the Israeli army, his sources, tell him in the last few weeks, hundreds of Grad rockets have been smuggled from Libya to the Gaza Strip via Egypt. Now, these are serious rockets. The Grads they have a range of 70 kilometers. That's enough to get to Tel Aviv from Gaza. They're Russian. They're guided. That's the most important thing. They're not just firecrackers that you throw in the air. These are guided missiles. They land where you want them to. And there are hundreds, he says, coming in from Libya. Now, look, when you say from Libya, you have to realize that eastern Libya is in the hands of the rebels. They've taken it. And Gaddafi's side, western Libya, has an embargo on it. No ships can go in or out of the place. So it means that these Grad missiles are being sent by the rebels to Gaza. Now, why they don't use them, I guess they don't want to bomb their own cities. These are not short-range military missiles. These are medium-range terror weapons. However it happened, they had to have come from the rebels and not from Gaddafi. Now, what all that means, I don't know, but what is NATO doing? What is NATO doing supporting, people who are no better or no worse than Gaddafi? If this, like I say, if these Grad missiles start killing lots and lots of Jews, I could care less if the rebels win or Gaddafi wins, but I just don't understand why America and NATO are interfering with this on behalf of the rebels, who they don't know. I don't know what they're doing there.
Well, I personally believe that we are financing those rebels, and we know very well they just got $1 billion from the Arab Emirates, and they're simply a front for the CIA. I believe because there are only 1,000 rebels, you know. If Gaddafi is so terrible, why isn't the entire country up in arms against him? Why is Gaddafi issuing weapons to his people that could be used against him? Well, maybe he has a lot more support than we're being told. And maybe nothing is we're being told. Sure, he's a dictator, and I'm not sympathizing with him, but we're certainly not being told what's going on over there. And certainly with all the bombing by NATO and all the plane flights and all the drone flights and all the attacks, oh, we're simply trying to prevent the death of civilians. That's why we're bombing the civilians in Gaddafi's enclave there, wherever he is. And, basically, if anybody thinks we're just there to protect the civilians, they've got to be incredibly naive. We are there to topple Gaddafi. This is what it's all about. When are the American people going to wake up to the fact that we are now involved directly in 4 wars in the Middle East? Libya, Yemen, Iraq, our troops are still there, and they're coming under attack from dissident elements within Iraq, Afghanistan, and we're involved in 4 wars. None of them are legitimate wars. Somebody should be held responsible and tried for war crimes by committing American forces into positions where people are being killed. But well, nobody ever suggested we hold our leaders criminally responsible for the criminal acts they're carrying out.
Well, I would do that retrogressively to get some past justice as well, but what's going on in the Middle East is not good for, well, I'll give you the example of Egypt. Their foreign minister, his name is Nabo al-Arabi, is now reviewing the Camp David Accord, and he's looking for ways, well, to get more out of it, he says. He doesn't say we're looking ways to renege on it. They just want a little more advantages from the 1979 Accord. But look what he discovered. He discovered that Israel agreed to maintain peace with its nations, but it has yet to make peace with Palestine. So they reneged on the treaty, so now we can renege on the treaty. They're playing games. They're doing their best to get out of it. That's what they're doing. Now, it's war from one end of the Middle East to the other. And in Syria, it's, by all accounts, just an outright bloody civil war is going on there right now. Now, in the midst of this, if you recall my talk last week about the Syrians trying to walk, succeeding to cross into Israeli territory, over 1,000 of them, and Israel next time around was a little better prepared. Well, it turns out this is from intelligence sources released by the Reform Party of Syria, that I couldn't figure out where these people came from and why they want to cross minefields to go to Israel on behalf of the Palestinians. Well, it turns out that the Syrians gave each of these protesters $1,000 each and promised to pay their families $10,000 if they were killed. And this is coming from Syria.
That's a lot of money over there.
Oh, big stuff. Big stuff. They earn $200 a month.
Sure.
$10,000 is worth getting killed. You can keep your family alive.
Well, but the thing is, you have a civil war in Syria. So the situation, this whole radical form of Islam is spreading all over that area, you know, into, I believe it's this influence there in Turkey, despite what we're told by the New York Times. Fascinating. We cost $500 a year to subscribe to it. I subscribe to the New York Times and read it because I want to know what the enemy is saying. When they tell me that Turkey is a moderate Islamic state, why, of course, this is to deceive us. It's actually moving into the radical Islamic camp. And, of course, Mr. Gulen, who is a CIA operative, who is the man responsible for moving Turkey away from their secular position into the radical Muslim camp. He's also working throughout the whole of the Middle East there. I mean, bringing the various Uzbekistan and Kurdistan and Turkmenistan and Turkestan and all into the radical Islamic camp. And I personally believe this is in preparation for uniting this whole area to the control of the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for a terrible war that's going to involve Israel. It's going to involve the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to know what's going on over there. This is why we have Barry on every week. He's got fascinating information. We're going to be back here in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, prepare for war in the Middle East. Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Do you agree or disagree with this idea of the major war coming to the Middle East?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. many decades.
Where is the Ark of the Covenant? But if you call in and ask for that, why, it's a four-tape set. The two interviews with Ron Wyatt, one of the most amazing people I ever interviewed, and two our interviews with other people who worked with him when he was alive. Ron was an anesthesiologist, and God had picked him to do archaeology. So in his summers, he would take off and he would go over to Israel. He found the real Mount Sinai, which is not in the Sinai Desert, where everybody says. He found the real site of the crossing of the Dead Sea, of the Red Sea. I believe he found the real site of Noah's Ark. Now, a lot of people would disagree with that, but I know other people who I have a great deal of respect for. One of them would be Ed Griffin, who put together a video on this, and then of course Jonathan Gray, who I've interviewed many times, and he's analyzed this very carefully. He's been there. He believes this is the site of Noah's Ark, and the Turkish government actually declares this is the site of Noah's Ark, but since they don't want us to believe that the Bible is accurate, that Noah was real, why, they've done everything to discredit this finding, but I believe it's real. But of course, the most incredible finding at all of all was the Ark of the Covenant. And Sydney, we talk a little bit about my own personal experiences over there. As I've seen the site where the Ark of the Covenant is, I've never seen the Ark of the Covenant. And just between you and me, I don't want to see the Ark of the Covenant. Apparently a couple of Jewish scholars, Jewish rabbis, wanted to go in and see it. It's in a cave. Then they got into the cave and they just dropped dead. Ron had to go in and tie ropes to them and pull them out. Does this sort of thing happen? Is the Ark real? Well, the people on the other side believe it's real. They've actually written a new Ten Commandments for the world. They call it the Earth Charter. They keep it in the Ark of Hope, which is a duplication of the Ark of the Covenant. They believe in the Ark of the Covenant. These are the Satanists. But the Christians don't really believe it, or, you know, it's a nice story. Well, I believe Ron has found the Ark. I believe it's there. But, of course, the last thing they want is to let people know where the site is, because the Arabs would destroy it, and Satan would destroy it, and Lucifer would destroy it if he could. The last thing they want is for people to know the truth. But if you'd like to get that four-tape set, Where is Noah's Ark? One of the most amazing, amazing interviews we have. Of course, we have all sorts of other wonderful interviews. We've got Barry's four-tape set. The Return of the Giants, you get that from Barry. We want to really help support him. And he won't even mention that he has a PayPal button on the base of his articles, but you can go there and help to support him financially. He needs your help, and you want to get the four CD set. It's four excellent CDs. Four interviews I did with Barry on The Return of the Giants. Get it from him, get it from us, it's your material. And but we want to support him. We've got the two great 4D CD sets, each part one, part two of the Illuminati. And information, it's Dr. Cuddy's eight interviews or seven interviews. You will never look at the world through the same eyes again after hearing these two 4CD sets. And, of course, we have so much other information available. We have the oil deception. There is no shortage of oil. We've got information on electricity. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Everything you ever wanted to know is covered there on a four-tape set or a four-CD set or a DVD. And then, of course, but the real message is there's a spiritual battle going on today, and most people have no idea. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. If you can support us, we'd love to hear from you. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Now get a summer strawberry salad or a five-alarm chicken sandwich starting at just $6.99.
Hillary Rodham was born in Chicago in 1947 and raised raised in Parkridge, Illinois, by mother Dorothy and strict demanding father Hugh. Although she would one day become a liberal Democrat, back in 1964, teenage Hillary pounded the pavement trying to get the vote out for conservative presidential nominee Barry Goldwater.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Wellesley. Thanks for listening.
She was a Goldwater girl, and it was basically the Vietnam War that turned her around. And by the time she spoke at the senior graduation, she was an anti-war person, very loudly so, and very articulate.
While focused on her studies at Yale Law School, she rapidly had some good time.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. Thank you for joining us. 3 hours of information. Hopefully the closest we can find to the truth. And that is saying a lot in this day and age. Welcome, welcome. You're in the right place today. If you want to know more, if you're willing to learn like all of us, kind of plow through all the information and get to what the real issues are of the world. And I cannot say anymore about what I believe other than don't comply, don't buy, and ask why. That really is a definitive statement of where we are and what we need.